Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now, there is some news from Washington that contains a little glimmer of hope. Apparently, both parties have indicated that they're amenable to a short-term extension of the debt ceiling. At the same time, President Obama is today making official what many in Washington and on Wall Street have long assumed. Janet Yellen will be his nominee to run the Federal Reserve. If confirmed, Yellen will be the first woman to run the Fed in its 100-year history. So joining us now to talk about both things is Nancy Cook. She's the economic and fiscal policy correspondent for the National Journal. And Nancy, thanks so much for coming back on the Brian Lehrer Show. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
First, what are you hearing about either government shutdown or debt ceiling deadline and any new cracks in that gridlock that seemed to be emerging this morning?
Sure. I mean, I feel like the government shutdown probably isn't going to end unless there's some consensus around the debt ceiling. And those two fights have really, at this point, been lumped together. I do think that there's a growing sense that the House Republicans feel like they've been backed into a corner. They're not really sure how to get out of this. And I don't think that Republicans necessarily, or at least all of them, really think that defaulting on the debt is a great plan. You know, there are some Republicans that like to make the argument that economically it wouldn't be catastrophic. That's really not true. And I think that, you know, Republicans are starting to come around to the idea, well, maybe they can come up with some short-term deal. Or yesterday they were coming up with this idea of having another super committee, which would be like a working group to talk through things like doing tax reform maybe, or making some changes to Medicare or Social Security. So it seems like there's a slight thawing out of things happening the closer we get to the deadline.
Do you think this came about today at all because of the news conference the president held yesterday where he held firm to his position and said things like this? Listen.
A decision to actually go through with it, to actually permit default, according to many CEOs and economists, would be, and I'm quoting here, insane, catastrophic, chaos. These are some of the more polite words. Warren Buffett likened default to a nuclear bomb, a weapon too horrible to use.
So did the Republicans listen to the Obama news conference yesterday and say, you know, I think he's not really backing down this time?
I don't think that was what caused it. I mean, the Republicans have not been listening to President Obama at all for about 2 years.
I've noticed that.
I think what's causing this thawing out is really just the backlash that they're getting from the American public. There's new polling out today. Congressional approval rating is at 5%. Poll after poll has talked about how Republicans will really shoulder the blame if there's something like, you know, a default on the debt. And again, Republicans politically are looking ahead to 2014 when they would love to take back the Senate. They're looking to 2016 when they would love to take back the White House. And if the American people broadly associate the Republican agenda with things like defaulting on the debt and shutting down the government, it's going to be hard for them to make the case that they should, you know, take over bigger and more important offices nationally.
Gee, if their approval rating is at 5% and the poll has a 5% margin of error, it might actually be zero.
It could be. I mean, Americans just are really fed up, and I think it makes perfect sense. You know, I've been covering these budget battles here in Washington for 2 years, and it's sort of nonstop, and every 3 months there's a major crisis. And so regardless of where you fall on the spectrum politically, they're really, you think that there has to be a better way to resolve these issues and these philosophical differences that the party has over how the government operates and how we spend our money.
Okay. Tell us about Janet Yellen. What should we know about her? She was the presumed front runner for the job before the White House started floating Larry Summers' name. Summers, of course, withdrew his name from consideration after many Democrats expressed their displeasure to the president for various reasons. So in a way, we're back where we started before this broke out as a media debate, Yellen versus Summers. So who is Janet Yellen?
Sure. So this would be a really historic thing if she ends up getting confirmed. She would be the first female president ever of the Federal Reserve. She is a real powerhouse economist in a real male-dominated field. Just in terms of her policy, she does support a lot of the same policies that Chairman Ben Bernanke has talked about, which is trying to tackle unemployment through the Federal Reserve policies by more financial regulation. The Federal Reserve is important in pushing Dodd-Frank. And then she's also been an advocate of having the Fed keep pumping money into the economy as the economy recovers. And so policy-wise, a lot of the things that she's done will be continuations of what Bernanke has done. And that's kind of good right now because, you know, as Congress is sort of fighting over the debt ceiling and the continuing resolution and keeping the government funded, at least there's some certainty with Yellen and there's some sense of, okay, well, the markets at least know where she stands politically and policy-wise and where she's going to take the economy.
So politically, talk about timing. In the midst of the budget and debt ceiling standoff, here comes the president announcing a nominee who is sure to rile many Republicans opposed to the Fed's easy money policies. So what kind of opposition do you expect from the GOP as the nomination moves forward? The Senate has to confirm this, right?
Right. So the Senate does all the confirmations and they will confirm her. And it's going to be the Senate Banking Committee that will be in charge of that. Yesterday, one of the top Republicans on the committee, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, basically said that, you know, he didn't agree with her policies before. He doesn't really agree with them now. And that's sort of an indication that he might not support her. But overall, I think that her confirmation will go through the Senate. I don't think that Republicans are going to hold it up. I think they'll ask her some tough questions during the hearing. And I think that, they'll make some noise. But I don't think that they will actually block it. And I think that she will be a much less contentious nominee than Larry Summers would have been, for instance.
And relating to the budget fight, does the frozen state of fiscal policy, that is taxes and spending that Congress has to pass, make the role of the Fed and its monetary policy even more important than it has traditionally been over the years?
Absolutely. That's a great question. The Federal Reserve has really been kind of the main working institution for the last 2 years in terms of making economic policy. You know, the president and Congress can't agree on things like spending more money for infrastructure or doing anything for the millions of Americans who have been unemployed for a long period of time. And so the Fed at this point is kind of this lone actor in Washington, really looking at how do we combat unemployment and how do we pump money into the economy. And because of, you know, just the nature of their perch, they're actually able to make these policies happen. And it's a huge, huge role. And it's a big deal that Yellen's going to do it.
So should we assume as Federal Reserve Chairwoman that she would be focused even more on unemployment over inflation than Ben Bernanke has been? I think there's an expectation out there that he may begin to taper the easy money policy as early as December. Is there reason to think that this might go on longer or more aggressively under Yellen?
I think that people sometimes think Bernanke, because he was nominated by a Republican, is more conservative on these things. And, you know, I don't think that this easy money policy, as you call it, will go on forever. I mean, I think the Federal Reserve does want to pull that money out of the economy, and they need to at some point. He's not necessarily really going to leave until probably January. So, you know, I think that Yellen may extend it a little bit longer. She does seem like she's really tapped into this idea of keeping the economy going. But I don't think it's a policy that she's going to continue indefinitely. I think there's a lot of consensus over at the Fed that there's not something they want to do forever, nor should the Fed.
And getting back to these indications this morning that both sides are amenable to a short-term extension of the debt ceiling deadline, which would have been next Thursday, are they able to do it and save face on both sides? Because the president's position has been that he would not negotiate new taxes or spending or, you know, anything involving the long-term budget and deficit and debt with the gun to his head of missing the debt ceiling. And the Republicans have said, well, they won't you know, they won't back down from their position that that it's got to be hooked to this deadline. So do they both manage to save face here and then actually try to get something done for the country?
Sure. I think there's a lot of ways they could save face. So President Obama has said that he's not going to negotiate around the debt ceiling. And I think that he will probably stick to that. But there are a lot of other things that he would be willing to negotiate around, things like undoing the across-the-board spending cuts known as the sequester. I think the White House really wants to see that undone. So let's say, you know, the Democrats trade that for maybe, you know, some sort of minor cut to entitlement programs like Medicare or Social Security. Maybe there'll be a repeal of the medical device tax, which Republicans want. And so I think there could be some horse trading on some of these fringe elements that, that keep coming up without having to set a precedence that every single time the debt ceiling comes up, Republicans and Democrats are going to have to go to war over it.
Nancy Cook, economic and fiscal policy correspondent for the National Journal. A glimmer of good news there. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.